not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. Now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
An awesome and amazing day to you. Hey, be thankful today. Be grateful today. If you're just tuning in, I am John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. I am changing this world one person at a time. And guess what? Why don't we just start with you? You are the star today. You are the star. Yes, you are. So why don't you just have an amazing life? Why don't you get healthy at a cellular level? And one of the things I like to do is to help people to demystify. There's all these myths. There's all these myths out there. And so I have these teachable moments. So I'm gonna drop one on you right now.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Mythbusters. Mythbusters!
Okay, friends. Hormone replacement therapy. Hormone replacement therapy. You know what? Everybody these days is just shooting testosterone at everything. They're just shooting testosterone. You've got all these commercials for low T, low testosterone. So the low T guys, they go for the men and start giving men testosterone. And it feels great for a while. It feels great for a while because testosterone is a natural hormone that we need to have in our body. But we only have so many receptors. We only have so many receptors in our body. And as we keep pumping in an artificial or synthetic hormone from the outside, eventually the receptors can't take it anymore. So men, and I'm going to talk to you ladies in a minute, so stay with me, gals. But men, if you are taking an external source of testosterone, eventually your body will not receive it anymore. That's right. Your receptors will get worn out because you only have so many and your testosterone is going to crash. And when it crashes, you are going to be a hot mess. You're going to be like a weepy little girl sitting in the corner and you don't know why. You're going to be crying at Hallmark commercials, and you'll be crying at Jiffy Lube commercials because, and you won't know why, but it's because your receptors have run out of being able to uptake that testosterone that at first it felt so good and you felt a lot more manly and tough and strong and virile, but your body's not designed to keep taking an artificial source from the outside forever. So it may work for 3 months, it may work for 3 years, but eventually you will crash on that. Your body is designed naturally. If you have the natural precursors, you can actually build healthy levels of your own natural hormones doing it the real and the right way. When you get healthy at a cellular level, you have no need for external artificial hormone replacement therapy. And ladies, let's talk to the gals for a minute. Ladies, it's totally natural when, you know, when you're going through perimenopause or menopause or postmenopause, you got all kinds of hormonal things going on there. Well, same for you. When you're healthy at a cellular level, I was a part of two medical studies with 138 women that were perimenopausal, menopausal, and postmenopausal. Well, do you know, I am delighted to tell you, I got kicked out of the study because they were trying to prove that women had to have external hormone replacement therapy to be able to lose fat and to get healthy during perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. Well, guess what? All of my 138 women had success. They all got healthy. They all lost their fat. They lost their muffin tops. You hear me, girls? You know what that muffin top is. The guys don't know what it is. They just want to eat the muffins. But you girls know what those muffin tops are. Everybody lost them, and they kicked me out because I proved that, you know what? You don't have to have any external artificial hormone replacement therapy to lose your muffin top. You can do it a natural way. Do you know, I've had a gal call in. You can go log on to johnjubilee.com and listen to these podcasts of radio programs. She called in and said her own doctor told her, hey, you're 51 years old. You're not going to lose your muffin top. Deal with it. Well, guess what? She was doing P90X, Insanity, doing all this stuff. And she came and did a John Jubilee transformation experience. And she lost her muffin top at 51 years old. That's right. Hallelujah, right? Good news for all of us. But hormones are huge. Hormones, your hormones run amok, are like being abducted by a terrorist, shot filled with 30 horrible drugs, mood-altering drugs. They will make you a different person. Hey, men, can I get a witness out there? Are you looking at your wife saying, who is this person in my house and where did my wife go? Hey, and look at yourself in the mirror too, because if you're dealing with your own testosterone issues, men, you're a different person too. You've lost your get up and go. You've lost your ambition. You've lost your zeal, your energy, your fight. You can get that back. You really can. But you want to do it a real way. Don't use the artificial synthetic. And ladies, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. I have witnessed this firsthand in a doctor's office that I was being part of a study. Five women got breast cancer. Five got breast cancer through hormone replacement therapy. Now, how does that happen? Well, here's what happens. You know what, ladies? When you get a shot of testosterone, you get a little boost there too. And you feel better. You feel better. But it's an artificial feeling. It's not real. It's not how your body is designed to get that good feeling. You feel better for a minute. Everybody say for a minute. Well, you might feel better for a minute when you're getting testosterone therapy, but guess what? All of a sudden, you might grow some facial hair. You might get some acne. And oh, when you put too much testosterone in a woman, your body will naturally try to defend itself and produce more estrogen. And the presence of too much estrogen in a woman causes breast cancer. That's right. Ladies, this is serious. This is serious business. So do not be sucked in by the marketing on hormone replacement therapy. It's heavy duty. They spend billions in marketing to try to get you to come in through the artificial way of hormone replacement therapy. Now, there are a very few select doctors that do hormone replacement therapy the right way. And the ones that do, I highly recommend them. But you better know who they are. You better be associated with the right ones, or you better believe I know five women personally that came to me after the fact that got breast cancer. Several of them had to have double mastectomies from hormone replacement therapy gone amok. But it was administered by doctors that didn't really understand the cellular level and being healthy at a cellular level, but they just were marketing a therapy that is very profitable and very easy to get involved in. So you've got to manage your hormones the right way. And when you do, and you get healthy at a cellular level, it will impact your memory, your joy, your moods. Hey, wouldn't we all like to be in a better mood? So if you've had challenges like that, have some grace for your spouse, or your spouse has, because there's nothing someone can do. When their hormones are off balance, they are like a terrorist victim. But you don't have to be a victim. You can be a victor when you get healthy from the inside out at a cellular level, and you can do it. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, and we are living this experience that we call life. And I hope you are ready for a fantastic week and that you're going to make it one. We're going to be talking with Jonathan Bird and what's going on in his transformation experience. But I've got another caller that just called in, so I am going to take that call first. Let me give a little introduction. This is Janice that's calling in. Janice, welcome to the show this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, great. Well, what's your story, young lady?
Well, my husband heard you on the radio down in Nashville, and he kept after me, and he's like, you've got to do this. It sounds perfect, you know, and I have just, you know, not taken my health and my weight as a priority in my life. And I turned 50 in December, and I was just sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. And so he's like, let's go do it. So he took me to my interview, and I was a little reluctant, and I thought, gosh, I'm not good at sticking with stuff, obviously. And so when I started on it, it has been a life changer. I mean, after just 4 days, I've had joint problems from knee surgeries. It's been transforming. I mean, just after 4 days, and then I've lost like 22 pounds so far, and I'm exercising. I get up an hour before I go to work, which is unheard of for me. And I'm like, who am I? And I love it. And, you know, it's been a total life changer. It's my lifestyle has totally changed, and my priorities have changed. And I have never been so comfortable changing to something like this. And, you know, I can't thank you enough, because it has totally changed my life.
Oh, Janice, that literally gives me chill bumps. I mean, I am so excited for you. And how long has it been to lose 22 pounds of fat?
It's been six and a half weeks.
Okay. In 6 weeks to lose 22 pounds of fat, did you think that was possible?
No. And the best part is it's healthy. You know, I mean, I've done other things, and, you know, Phentermine and things that were easy. And, you know, to me, you know, this is going to stick with me, because I told my husband yesterday, I'm not ever stopping this. We are doing this for the rest of our lives, because I have never felt so good. And, you know, I'm getting my whole family on it, because it is just amazing how good I feel, you know?
Oh, wow. Well, Janice, you know, when you just said that, I got to come back, because that's, you really think this is something you can do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, it's so easy. I mean, it just fits into my life. And, you know, it does take effort to do it, like, you know, getting up and getting your meals ready and planning the day. But I just think it's been so easy for me.
Wow.
And my husband is awesome. He cooks, you know, he'll cook for me, and he's helping me along the way with it. He's been a great support. But it's just been a fantastic, fantastic program.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, I went from exercising zero to riding my stationary bike for, you know, 15 minutes I started out because I said, you know, that's the best I can do. And now I'm up to, I get up at 5:45 and I'll go to over to our, a park that's near my house and I'll walk for an hour. And I mean, I just feel amazing. It's, I mean, I can't say enough good enough stuff about it because it's the real thing. It's not one of these lose weight quick and, you know, you're, then you get tired of it or, you know, you stop feeling good or this is the real deal. It's been the best thing I have ever done. And I've done a lot of diets and, you know, programs and this, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change and it's been, the best.
Wow. Well, Janice, let me go back and ask what, so you mentioned your joint pain is already feeling better. Is there any other, you know, what I call the side effects? You haven't any other side effects? Have you noticed a difference in your skin?
My skin is getting tighter. I mean, I can tell in my face, and maybe that's part of the weight loss. I don't know, but it's clear. I give up soda. I mean, I was drinking two to three 20-ounce Dr. Peppers a day, and I just gave everything up cold turkey. I'm just drinking water. So, I mean, that's helped my complexion a lot. And you know, my energy level is up. But, you know, where I work at a big church in Nashville, and there's lots of stairs. And, you know, with my knee problems, going up and down the stairs, I was like a 90-year-old woman, you know, taking one step at a time. And now I can go up and down the stairs, and I don't have any joint pain at all. It is truly amazing.
Wow. Well, Janice, I want to encourage you something. And have a little bit of a teachable moment here. I'm gonna do a MythBuster. Can you give me a second?
Sure.
Okay.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's MythBusters. MythBusters.
Okay, friends. While Janice is sharing this about her skin, you know, most people you think when you lose weight, but. Many, many people that have done weight loss programs, their skin actually gets saggy. It gets saggy because they're losing their hydration and they're taking away the fat, which actually plumps up the skin underneath and the skin gets saggy. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. And you're hearing Janice right now sharing her true experience has been her skin got tighter. Her skin got tighter because she's getting healthy from the inside out. And that's your real experience, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you know that sounds too good to be true, right?
And that's, you know, I kind of thought that when I first started. I thought, oh, come on. But, you know, hearing about the cellular and all of that stuff, and my husband was totally sold on it. And, you know, I was like, okay, I'll do it for you. And, but it's been all true. I mean, I wouldn't keep doing it if it wasn't because, I mean, I'm seeing the results that you said, you know, just seeing when I went back and I lost 2 inches in my waist in 4 weeks. And, you know, I knew, and my thought was, I better see some results. I've been getting up an hour early every day, you know,
yeah.
But now I don't even think about getting up an hour early. I just get up and, you know, I do everything that I'm supposed to do. And it's not even like a chore anymore. It's like, okay, this is normal for me now. And, it's
awesome.
Amazing. It's like,
awesome.
I don't feel right if I can't get up and exercise.
There you go. Well, hey, would you do me a favor? Would you give me a call after your 8-week check-in, after your 8-week assessment?
Sure.
All right.
I would love to. I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited for you. Hey, 22 pounds of fat, that's almost six loaves of bread, the size of six loaves of bread out of that body, young lady.
Yes, amen.
Well, thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate you so much, and I rejoice with you.
Well, I appreciate all you've done because this has been a life changer, and I'm so thankful. I think you saved my life. Let me tell you one more thing. I was taking Tums all the time. I had to carry Tums in my purse because I was eating, you know, I was having so much heartburn. And after the first week, I took the Tums out of my purse and I haven't had another one.
Wow.
Yeah, that was another big thing for me because I thought, you know, but anyway, I'll let you go. I don't want to dominate the show. I'm just so excited about it.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. Well, you have a spectacular day there, Super Sister.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, man, hey, that is so awesome. And joining us now, as promised, Mr. Jonathan Bird. Jonathan, welcome this morning. Give us an update.
There we go. You know, I feel the same way with that lady. You know, I haven't had heartburn now. Today is day 53. I haven't had heartburn 2 months now. So same, I feel the same way. I don't take Tums or anything anymore either. And I don't carry them in my purse either.
Well, I am so glad to hear that. But speaking of purses, I actually ran into your mom. I chose Jonathan Bird's just not as a commercial endorsement. I just told my wife. She said, "Where do you want to go for Father's Day?" I said, "I want to go to Jonathan Bird's, man. I need me some of that carrot cake."
Carrot cake and prime rib. That looked good yesterday. I walked in on you guys. Absolutely, too. That was fantastic. Good to see you there. And so, you know, it's funny you talk about mom. I'm glad I'm a grown man because, you know, if I was lost in the mall and she couldn't find me, she doesn't recognize me anymore. We were in the yard working the other day. She was looking for me. She couldn't find me. I was the only one out there.
Well, that's funny you say that because your mom actually told me when I was she sat down with Jane and I for a little bit and she said, she literally told me that story. She said, "I was looking for him," but this was actually in a public place. She said, "I was looking for him and I couldn't find him because I'm not used to him being that slim." She said, "And then I realized, oh my word, that's my son right over there."
Well, I think after the break, we'll give you a little bit of tease to the folks out there what we're doing here. So,
okay. Well, friends, when we come back, Jonathan Bird is going to share what's been happening in his transformation and where he's at. Might share some numbers, but I might hold that back. So stay with me through the break. I'm John Jubilee with Jonathan Bird. I'm America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. Stay with me through the break.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It's not about you discovering us. This show is about discovering the new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. I hope you are enjoying this day. I am in studio today with Mr. Jonathan Bird. So, Jonathan, give us an update, man. How's everything going?
Oh, it's been another incredible week. I didn't jump off the wagon this week like I did last week with the popcorn story, but it's been a great week. I've been doing my exercises. I refereed in a really hot gym the other night, and up and down the court, no problem. We're running up and down with teenagers and stuff like that. So I'm feeling fantastic. So yeah, we're just doing really good. Today's day 53, so we're approaching 8 weeks here, and we're in my eighth week, and just unbelievable where we're going. About 35 days to day 88 and beyond, brother.
All right. Well, I want you to intentionally don't tell your transformation numbers. Don't tell your transformation numbers.
Okay.
And friends, I'm saying that on purpose because It's transformation, not weight loss. Transformation, not weight loss. So I teach people, don't focus on the scale, because you want to gain lean muscle mass. You want to gain your healthy hydration. You want to lose your inches, lose your fat. And I will let you tell your inches, though. Tell me what's happening with, for men, here's a little teachable moment for you. Men, there's only two numbers you need to watch as a man. What is my chest size? Mm-hmm. What is my waist size? That's all you need to watch, because you're looking for every 1 inch a man's belly is bigger than his chest. He's going to meet Jesus 5 years early. So men, that's our number one thing. So Jonathan, tell me what's happening with that chest and waist measurement.
All right. So on the belly, on the waist measurements, we started at 58 inches, and that's, you know, that's like my, if you wrap my son around me. Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's not quite 5 foot tall, but my goodness, you know, but we just did the measurements, and ladies and gentlemen, it is now at 50 inches. I've lost 8 inches on my waist here.
Yeah. Rockstar. That's awesome.
And my chest is at 51, and what would you say, like a 51 and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an inch of my waist is now an inch, or my inch and a half smaller than my chest. So that's really just fantastic.
Well, it sure is. And Jonathan, just, you know, we're sitting here just saying it, but, you know, if you're driving down the road or you're listening, you know, at home, you know, think about 8 inches if your waist is 8 inches smaller. I mean, Jonathan, what does that feel like for you, having a waist 8 inches smaller?
I mean, it feels fantastic, because it was just so big, just so out there. and you know, I mean, more and more people, what are you doing? And how'd you do that? And man, you look great, Jonathan. And you just get all this, you know, kind of a good attention and everything. And you tell them johnjubilee.com. Check it out, man. Listen to the show. And talk to my brothers-in-laws. And we just, you know, maybe they're listening right now. Hopefully they are. Hi, Kevin. And so, but yeah, everybody just wants to start to know more and more. They want to know more and more, and just word of mouth and talking, and we get this thing going, and just like, hey, it works. It's simple. I don't do hard running. I don't do sit-ups. I don't do crunches. I don't breathe heavy ever. I don't do weird foods. I eat normal food. I eat at Jonathan Bird's.
Sure. Get the plug in there.
It's simple, and it feels great. And I'm just, I'm transformed. And, you know, I'm guilty of getting on the scale. I'm guilty of looking, and guilty of maybe being a little like, why is that number changing? But like you say, John, you did this thing, your scale never moved the entire 88 days. And so I'm like, okay, I have to keep remembering that, because the tape don't lie. Tape don't lie. That's scale right. Will lie to you. Tape don't lie.
That's right. That's right. When that belly's getting smaller. And Jonathan, I lost 10 inches. I lost 10 inches in my belly. Now you can appreciate how much that is. It's like, whoa. You know, I lost 10 inches in my belly, but I was gaining lean, healthy muscle mass. Yep. I was gaining healthy hydration. So for all of us out there, you know, don't get all focused on that scale. You can go sit in a sauna, lose 10 pounds of water, be less healthy. But if your belly's getting smaller, you know you're getting healthier. And that's what your experience is.
Yeah, absolutely. The belly's getting smaller. The clothes are getting bigger. I mean, the shirt I wore at church yesterday was ridiculous. It's got a pocket, and I have my phone in my pocket, and I basically could wrap my phone around it, the fabric of my pocket like three times because how big. Because I just don't have any clothes to wear. I actually had to break down. We finally bought some undershirts at Sam's the other day. It's like, well, we just might as well. And you know, they're kind of form fitting, so they kind of feel nice, and you know. Keep the helps me with the insulation, because I still be freezing. Thank goodness it's gonna be hot today, because I've been freezing for a week now.
Well, you've kind of lost about 8 inches of blanket.
That's right. That blubber.
Well, speaking of the tail of the tape, Jonathan, something a little bit funny. Now your mom actually showed me a couple pictures yesterday in her phone.
Oh, really?
And now, I kind of wish we would have measured your head after seeing those pictures.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could have done that because my head's a lot smaller. In fact, I mean, I had to, my baseball hat, I buy fitted hats because, I don't know. Anyway, the hat for baseball, I'm a coach, and like the hat's like, I'm like, I can't wait. If I get a haircut, I'm like, this hat's going to blow off of me because now my hair's, my head is so small. It's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, I definitely, you know, some people would say I still have a big head, but it's definitely smaller in size now. Dang it.
Well, it is amazing how much fat that we carry as men in our heads. I mean, you know, there's a company called Fat Heads, but you know, as men, we kind of are fat heads, you know, until we transform.
And my dad liked to always say, you know, this part underneath our chin and the double chins and the extra chin. That was my dad saying. He always said this was extra brain cells.
Extra brain cells.
But you know what? I don't want extra brain cells there anymore. So it's going away. Absolutely.
Well, that is awesome. And yeah, your pictures are amazing. And we really should ask your mom if we could put some of those on the JohnJubilee.com because wow.
Yeah, there's some embarrassing photos that I'm sure I just don't want people to see, but but I want to help people. And that's what, if it takes people to see my before and what I look now, then put them up there.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. Well, we will. And we are going to post your numbers. We're going to post your actual numbers on the JohnJubilee.com yep. site. So, hey, friends, I want to encourage you to, you know, you can come on the site and you can post a comment and Jonathan could see those, you know, when you say, hey, way to go, Jonathan Bird, you know, keep rolling. He's on track. Now, no pressure on you here, Jonathan, but but you realize you're on track to lose a foot in 88 days. I mean, a foot.
I don't want to lose my foot. Oh, you mean a foot? Oh, 12 inches around my waist. Okay. I thought there was some cultural thing that I didn't know about that. Once you get 88 days, you have to chop off your left or your right foot.
Well, we're not going to do that.
Okay, good.
You'd have to go to that other restaurant if you lost a foot. IHOP. We don't want you to have to go there. Okay. Well, friends, please go log on to johnjubilee.com. Leave Jonathan Bird an encouraging. He's lost 8 inches in his belly in just 8 weeks. When we come back, I'm going to share with you 2 eating strategies that could change your life. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTF. Bringing the 88-day transformation to life. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
All right. An awesome and amazing day to you. Welcome back. If you stayed with us through the break, you've heard some amazing things today. If you're just joining us, excuse me. I'm sitting there chugging. I'm chugging with water in between. If you've not heard the show up till now, I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. We had a lady call in, kept calling her a young lady, but she's not really young, but she's getting some young woman results. She lost 22 pounds of fat in her first 6 weeks. In 6 weeks, 22 pounds of fat, lost her joint inflammation. She threw the Tums away out of her purse. She used to have to eat Tums every day. She got rid of those. And she said this is something that she can do for the rest of her life. Jonathan Bird, who actually was kind enough to swing by the studio this morning, he actually has lost 8 inches. 8 inches. Now, you know, just measure 8 inches. That's what he's lost in his waist in just 8 weeks. 8 inches, 8 weeks. Hey, that could be a tagline right there. But you can go log on, and I'm encouraging you guys. Hey, when somebody's on these journeys, it's encouraging to get words from people And so you should log on to thejohnjubilee.com and post a comment there for Jonathan. You know, that'd be fun for him and, you know, to sit with his wife and his children and see the comments that you write to just encourage him along the way on his journey. Well, if you've been with me for any amount of time, you know that I teach you want to be abundant. You want to be successful in every area of your life. So in your relationships, in your finances, in your health, in every area of your life, you want excellence. And that's why I bring to you one of my good friends and trusted advisors, a financial fitness expert.
This is your Kyle Atkins, John Jubilee, Financial Fitness Minute.
Awesome day, Kyle. How are you today, sir?
Fantastic, John. How about yourself?
Excellent. Well, what do you got for us today, my friend?
Here's what I've got today. We had touched base when we left off last week about the idea of what do we do next? You know, as we're seeing, of course, we're entering what some would call the summer doldrums as it relates to the markets. But more importantly, you know, I think it's a great time now as everybody else slows down to begin kind of to review our overall financial plan, kind of see which direction we're moving in and make sure we act now instead of later. Because ideally, we, John, would like to be ahead of the curve, not behind the curve, as it relates to making sure all of our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted. You know, so I would suggest, now, in fact, I would heavily suggest that we go ahead and get moving. You know, our listeners with their planning begin to ask questions, make sure that they are giving thought about where they want to be in 5, 10, 15 years and or, you know, who is to be the recipient or those people that are going to benefit from their hard work, their ideas, their monies, et cetera, you know, that they've accumulated to use for themselves and to pass on to their family. So as George Patton said, a good plan violently executed today is better than an excellent plan next week.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, good word. Excellent. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, John. Do the same. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, friends, I always like to bring in the combination. You know, it doesn't do us any good. If we had all the money in the world, remember Steve Jobs? Apple computer, Apple iPhones, iPads, $8.3 billion in the bank. So he was great on the financial side, great on the business side, but did not have cellular health. All cancer is a deformed cell. And he didn't have cellular health, and he literally left this planet probably 30 years or more early. No reason to do that. And even people that believe in eternity, which I'm one of those people, if you believe in eternity, there's no reason to leave the planet early. Let's think about something for a minute. If you are a person that believes in eternity, that you're going to live forever, the only differentiator of human beings is how you lived this life. How you lived this life on this planet. It is the only differentiator for eternity, if you believe in eternity. So live this life well. And God has given us an amazing machine called the human body to live in. But he has an owner's manual that comes with that machine of how it's designed to function and to operate at an optimal level. And if you will follow the manufacturer's instructions, that machine will serve you in an extraordinary way for your whole life. Do you know your car has an owner's manual? And if you'll just change your oil, do your maintenance, your car will run for a long, long time, and it will serve you extraordinarily if you will just do what the owner's manual tells you to do. The human body is the same way. If you will just follow the instructions of the manufacturer that created you, you can have an extraordinary life. You can have high levels of energy. You can do everything you want to do, You can be an active participant in life and not a spectator. You should not be watching your kids play. You should be playing with your kids. If you're a grandparent, you should not be watching the grandchildren. You should be actively participating with your grandchildren, creating great memories. And you can do that. I told you before we went to the break, I was going to share with you two eating strategies that could change your life. If you are not in optimal health at a cellular level, if you're not there yet, and the reason I say that is I always teach two principles. Number one, build your house. Build your house. Get your body in the state that the manufacturer designed for it to be in, which is optimal health at a cellular level, literally seeing your true genetic blueprint. And what I teach on that is when you do the 10 technologies, the 10 steps of the experience that I teach, you will have optimal health at a cellular level. You will have your genetic blueprint. And how do you know if you have that? Well, all of us have these amazing medical devices called a mirror. You got a mirror. Look in the mirror. Remember Michael Jackson's song, Man in the Mirror? Hey, just go look in the mirror and see, is that the real you looking back at you in the mirror? And men, we got to rub our eyes like, you know, for 3 minutes before we do that, because we look at ourselves with the eyes of high school boys. And we think how we looked in high school or how we felt in high school. We don't see ourselves with real eyes. We need to see the real us, what we really look like. And I'm going to tell you what, when I saw the real me, what I really looked like, I did not recognize myself almost 2 decades ago. But now I can tell you that guy I'm looking at in the mirror, that's the real me. And you want to have the real you. So you build a house, then you get to move in the house. And I'm telling you this for a reason. The two food strategies that can change your life is to build your house. You eat no sugar and no white flour. Do not go telling anybody that John Jubilee teaches don't eat sugar. I do not teach that. I teach do not eat sugar during build the house phase. Because if you were at Jubilation, you saw me eat about 15,000 calories of sugar. I was eating every cake and dessert and everything they had out there because I built my house. And once you build your house, you can eat you a bunch of sugar. And I just had one of my rock star transformers, Dana Eddy, bring me 3 amazing desserts over the weekend. She brought me a bunch of fudge and a big strawberry cheesecake. And because they know I love my desserts because I built my house. But no sugar, no white flour during build the house phase because it turns off your fat burning switch. And I know how to turn a fat burning switch on and get that thing where you turn into a thermonuclear power plant and that fat is literally, just burning up inside your body and your skin is getting tighter while you do it. So you build a house, then you move in the house. Once you move in the house, hey, you can have sugar and white flour. Knock yourself out. Let your taste buds do the Snoopy dance and the moonwalk. They can have a great time. But during build the house, no sugar, no white flour. Hey, I'm going to encourage you something. Guess what? It's great living in the house. It's great living in the house and eating anything you want, including pizza. That's right. I am here to help you learn something that's real and to live a real life experience. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. Check out some of those Jubilation pictures. Give Jonathan Bird a shout out. Give him a good word. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. Now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
an awesome and amazing day to you. If you're just joining us, I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, and I want to help you to be the best you that you can possibly be. I've had a call, and I am going to, at this time, take this caller so that you can meet a real, a live human person just like you, just like me, that took on a challenge to be the best her that she could be. Janet, welcome this morning.
Hey, John, how are you?
Well, excellent. How are you doing, young lady?
Better than I can be.
Now, that's a great answer. Better than I can be.
Well, yep.
Well, Janet, if you would, take yourself backwards. Just go back in time a little bit. Before you started your transformation, where were you at in life, and what got you to take the step to transform?
Well, I'm 52 years old and had been putting on a little weight lately and everything, and my husband and I have tried different diets and things like that, and he heard about you on the radio, and he had been talking about you, and finally we decided that we would take the plunge and come see what it was all about. And a coworker was also doing your program, and so we kind of worked through this together, and we've been doing a tremendous job.
Well, now that's interesting. Now, how did you know your coworker was doing the program?
Well, she was talking about some things that she was doing. She didn't say anything what the program was. But then when my husband and I came into your office and spoke to Ken and learned a little bit more about it, I went back to her and I said, "Are you doing the John Jubilee program?" She goes, "Yes, I am." And we just kind of hugged and jumped up and down and said, "Oh, yay, we can support each other and help each other out." So.
Well, that is awesome. So what is your coworker? What field are you in?
We're both nurses.
Okay, so you're both nurses.
Uh-huh. We work in an office setting right now.
Okay. All right. And have you noticed a difference in your coworker, how her transformation's going?
Well, I haven't known her very long, so I didn't really know her at her most weight, but I've seen pictures. She's got pictures of her transformation in her office. And so, yes, there's a tremendous difference in her, and my husband and I are getting there too. So,
all right. Well, so tell me how it's going for you guys.
Well, at about 6 weeks, we had a little rough start because right after we joined, I was hospitalized, so we kind of put off our starting our program. So about 6 weeks into it, I've lost 20.2 pounds and 17 and a half inches, and I've gained 3.7 pounds of healthy water and muscle.
Oh, my word. Wow. Now, Janet, I'm just sitting here smiling. You know why? Because you're sitting here, you lost 5 loaves of bread.
Yep.
You know, so you've almost lost a loaf of bread of solid fat every week, and you're saying you got off to a rough start.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that would like to get off to a start like that.
Really? I know. It's great. I mean, I feel better. I'm sleeping better. I'm just excited, and it's not... It hasn't been a burden. You know, when you go on diets and stuff, it's a burden because it's always what you can't have and what you can't do and everything. And this isn't, it hasn't been that. It's all about what we can do and what we are doing to make ourselves better and to look better and to feel better. And it's working. And it's not a big challenge at all. I mean, you know, it's just a mindset that I'm going to do this, and then just get in there and do it, and it works. I mean, it's awesome.
Now, how did you decide to do it with your husband? Did you guys come in intentionally thinking you'd both do it together?
We did. He's the one that he'd been pushing me for 3 or 4 weeks. I want to try this. I want to see what it's about. I want to try this. I want to try it. And my husband's always been the one who's not wanted to be on diets and stuff. So, you know, finally, after he'd been pestering me for 3 or 4 weeks, then we're like, okay, I'll make the appointment. So I made the appointment. We came in, and we had pretty much already decided that we were going to do it when we came in. But talking with Ken and your staff just kind of reinforced that. So, you know, just the support that we feel like we get, and meeting you was awesome. We just felt rejuvenated again to just continue on with this.
Well, that was a cool surprise.
It was fun too.
Yeah, and friends that are listening, I happen to be in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend, and we were having some national meetings, and Janet and her husband came in so excited, and I stepped right out in the hallway there, and we had us a little time out there, didn't we?
We did. Well, my husband's had an amazing transformation so far, too. I'd like to tell you about that.
Well, please do.
He's lost 42.5 pounds of fat and gained 10.5 pounds of healthy muscle and water in the same 6 weeks.
Oh, my word. Now...
Yep.
Now, Janet, that sounds too good to be true.
No, it's true. Even he goes to the doctor every 3 months because he's a diabetic and he's on a CPAP machine. He went to the doctor last week, Tuesday. He is off his diabetic medicine officially per the doctor because his diabetic, you know, blood counts and everything are down back to normal. He's off his acid reflux medicine because he's no longer having that problem. And he went to the doctor yesterday, to the pulmonologist, and he's going to be tested soon to come off of his CPAP machine. And he's been on his CPAP for 16 years.
Okay, so Janet, let's just read. You just said a lot of, like, jaw-dropping things there.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're amazed.
Okay, so in 6 weeks, he lost 42 pounds of fat in 6 weeks. Now, you're a registered nurse, right? So you're a highly educated health professional.
Right.
So you have seen this with your own eyes happen.
I've seen it with my own eyes and seen it with their own scales.
Well, and from a medical perspective, you've seen under a doctor's supervision, your husband has literally, he's dropped his A1C. He was diabetic and he is now non-diabetic.
Correct. His A1C went from 6.6, which is not extremely high. He's been trying to control it. But in the 6 weeks, he's gone from 6.6 to 5.9.
Wow.
And under 6 is normal. That's basically kind of where we all live is, you know, the goal is under 6. Before, when it starts getting over 6, that's when you start, you know, getting worried that you are diabetic and that you need to control it. Either can't control it with diet, then medication needs to be added and you have to be monitored more closely.
Sure. And Janet, I can share with you as a health professional, we've had people go from 8.0 to 5.0 in the 88 days.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, just medically. And the doctors have just called us and said, what in the world happened to this person?
Oh, every doctor he's seen 4 different doctors, and every one of them have asked him what he's doing. And he tells them, you know, about the program a little bit and then says, go online and you can learn more.
Are you serious? He's telling him go on to johnjubilee.com.
He is. And my husband's not a computer person at all. So for him to get online himself and look at it, and for him to tell other people to go on your website, that's a feat in itself.
Well, no doubt. So off of acid reflux, getting ready after 16 years to come off a CPAP machine and off his diabetic medication.
Correct. And I do have a funny story from him, if you don't mind if I tell it.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Okay. My husband had kidney cancer 7 years ago, and we're cancer-free, but he was shaving the other night, and he noticed a lump on his neck. And, of course, the first thing that comes to his mind is, oh, my gosh, I think my cancer's back. And he's looking, and he's like, what is that? What is that? And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, my gosh, that's my Adam's apple. I haven't seen that. I've never seen that before. He goes, I knew I was supposed to have one, but I'd never seen it before, so I didn't know what it was.
Oh, no, because it was covered with fat before, right?
Correct.
Oh, my word.
Because he has been overweight his entire adult life.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you what, he looked amazing when I saw him Saturday. He's turning into a lean, mean fighting machine.
He is. He's doing awesome. I'm so proud of him. And just, you know, we work together. Every Saturday morning we get up and we walk to the bank to do our banking business. And so, you know, we're just trying to support each other and do everything that we can to better ourselves and to feel better.
Wow. Well, Janet, you inspired me today, and I want you to, you know, go home and give them a big hug and give them some love from John Jubilee. And I'm so proud of you guys. And hey, will you call me after your 88-day assessment and tell me what your numbers are?
I sure will.
Okay. Well, girl, you keep going on, rock star. I'm so proud of you guys. You're awesome.
Thank you. We feel great. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Have an amazing day today.
You too. Thanks a lot, John. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Well, friends, there you go. Anecdotal, empirical, a testimony, indisputable, irrefutable. Off all diabetic medication, coming off a CPAP machine after 16 years, no more acid reflux. Hey, that's not weight loss. That's transformation. That's a real person sharing a real story. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Discovering your true genetic blueprint. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. And I'm bringing you the positive side of life. There's enough negative going on out there, so I'm going to bring some positive into your day. And the good news is you can be the best you that you can possibly be. All things are possible. I had Jonathan Bird here. I didn't have his actual numbers yet. And I told you we were going to post those on the web, and we are going to post those on the web. But guess what? He popped into the studio so that I could put him on a really high-tech scale that I have that measures everything. And I'm just literally sitting here in between the break calculating the numbers of Jonathan Bird. So I'm just going to welcome him to the show. Jonathan, thanks for popping in.
It's always fun to come out and find out how well I've been doing on the John Jubilee Transformation Experience, man. This is 8 weeks now, day 55, and I'm excited to find out what that high-tech scale said, brother.
All right, well, I'm going to give you the numbers, and friends out there in radio land, you want to hear how this guy's doing? We told you he has lost 8 inches in his waist.
Yep, 8 inches.
Now, if nothing else happened, men, we know that's a good number because every inch that our belly is bigger than our chest, we are going to meet Jesus 5 years early. That's a guarantee from the American Heart Association.
Yep.
Ouch. That's not a guarantee we really want to ever cash in on.
No.
But if you right now, if you're driving, take one hand and feel your belly, look at your chest. Hey, if that belly is 1 inch, it's 5 years. If it's 2 inches, it's 10.
And mine was 7 inches bigger than my chest.
Yes, 7 inches. So you were headed home 35 years young.
How sad would that have been?
That would have been brutally sad, especially for that beautiful little girl of yours. And I'll give her a shout out. Hey, superstar. So, but Jonathan, I got some great news for you. So 8 inches in your waist, we knew that was incredible. But let me tell you what you did so far. Now, how many days are you on your actual transformation?
Today is day 55 of the 88 days.
Okay, so 55 days, you've lost 68 pounds of fat in 55 days.
Wow. Unbelievable. That is just sounds too good to be true, but I know it's not because the numbers don't lie. The tape don't lie.
Dude, even your mama said she can't believe it.
I get lost in the crowd if my mom can't find me anymore.
Well, Jonathan, 68 pounds of fat in 55 days. And I got to tell you something. Man, 20 years ago, if somebody would have walked up to me and said, do you know there's a program out there where a guy could lose 68 pounds of fat in 55 days? You know what I'd have said?
What's that?
Not. No. That could not happen. That is not possible. And Jonathan, the only reason I believe it's possible is because of real people like you. When you do the 10 technologies, and Jonathan, let me just ask you, and I mean it, man, just be real. I know you're a real truthful guy.
Yep.
I mean, is this like some brutal, hard thing that, you know, that you got to be an elite athlete to do?
No, no. I would never be accused of being an elite athlete. I'm a baseball player. and no, it's been totally, John, it's been really simple. I want to just encourage everybody out there how incredibly easy and simple this is. You tell people, if you're in a wheelchair, you tell stories of people in wheelchairs losing fat and getting healthy. You tell stories of people who don't have arms and legs and they're getting healthy at a cellular level. It's just amazing. And so for someone who's like me, you know, I'm just blessed beyond comparison because this is simple. It's sustainable the rest of my life. I'll be able to do this. There's no earthly reason why I can't. I haven't had any problems doing any of the things you teach. The eating has been simple. I eat real food. I eat at Jonathan Bird's. It's no problem at all. I'm a living, breathing example of what can be done. And when people see me at the racetrack or if they see me at the baseball fields and they're just shocked and like, what are you doing? I'm like, John Jubilee, go check him out. And I'm on, you know, he's on the air. It's simple and it's not hard. And I'm doing it. And I just thank you so much every day. But I'm still going. We're still, you know, we got work to do. They're still there. I'm still grabbing stuff with one hand. And, you know, we got ways to go. But man, 68 pounds of fat in 55 days and gaining water and gaining muscle. I mean, I know what that means.
That's right. That's right. You're getting healthy at a cellular level because we're building a house, Jonathan. Yep. We're building a house. You've gained 5 solid pounds of muscle, Jonathan. And that 5 pounds of muscle will burn 50 pounds of fat every year for the rest of your life. But here's the good news. You're not going to have 50 pounds of fat that you need to burn.
Right.
So guess what you're going to have to do, my friend?
I'm going to have to go to the buffet.
That's right. You're going to have to eat more food.
Yeah.
Just to stay healthy. And Jonathan, for those people that weren't listening, I'm going to just tell this story. I was sitting on Father's Day at Jonathan Bird's, you know, having some prime rib and some mashed potatoes and all that good stuff. And, and of course, I had the Jubilee family vegetable.
Carrot cake.
That's right, carrot cake. And so I was having my carrot cake, and guess who pops in but Jonathan's mom, Jenny Bird. So Jenny Bird pops in, and she sits down there with us and having a conversation, and she was just marveling. She was marveling about your transformation. She's so proud of you. She's so excited for you, and she actually did tell me that story about she's looking for you and she couldn't find you because she didn't recognize the leaner, new improved version of Jonathan Bird.
The problem was I was the only one in the yard.
She said I was looking for him and I couldn't figure out where he was. And used to seeing that other guy.
Yeah, and the big fat guy out there.
But it was so. It was so fun because she pulled out some pictures on her. She said, I just cannot believe the difference between, she said, look, here he was.
It was on my birthday. It was in February.
Yeah.
Late February.
Yep. She said, here he is on his birthday and here he is on Mother's Day. Yep. She said, and I just cannot believe the difference in him. She's so excited for you, man. And I'm excited for you. So friends, I'm going to encourage you, log on to johnjubilee.com. We'll have a post, you know, if you're following with Jonathan Bird and with his transformation. You know, he's very famous in the Indianapolis area. You know, those of you that are tuning in other markets, you know, Nashville, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, Jonathan Bird racing family. These guys have been part of the Indy 500 for years. You know, they've had 3 cars in it sometimes. They had the world record fastest car in the Indy 500. They own amazing restaurant, you know, which, you know, I'm there several times a week. So you can definitely, you know, go there during build the house phase or maintenance phase.
Absolutely.
And hey, and if you're there in maintenance phase like me, some people walked up because I didn't just have the family vegetable, which is carrot cake, but man, that wedding cake was unbelievable. And I had both of them.
Oh my gosh, we have the best cake in the world. I can't wait to get eating it again when I'm maintaining that house.
But you can log on and just say, hey, Jonathan Bird, great job. Way to go, man. 8 inches off your waist, 68 pounds of fat in 55 days.
And I want to encourage everybody out there who's we've got a lot of people starting. Everybody listening, just keep at it. You guys are doing a great job. All you Transformers who are out there starting, man, you just keep at it. Don't give up. Don't quit. Fight through it. Make the right choices. And you can have these same incredible. I mean, I had a lot more to lose. There's some people out there who don't have as much to lose. But I had a lot more to lose. You'll have incredible numbers, and you'll get healthy at a cellular level, and it will just change your life forever.
Yes, yes. Well, Jonathan, thanks for saying that. And I'm going to encourage, we actually, one of our Indianapolis, Indiana Transformers, she actually stopped by our office last Tuesday. And it was fascinating, and I just love to interact with all my friends and Transformers. And this gal said, man, I really came for my husband. He needed to lose weight. I didn't need to lose any weight, but I decided to do the program just to support him. And Jonathan, you won't believe it. She said, but I got to tell you something. She said, I'm getting as much or more out of this than he is. She said, I wasn't fat, but I wasn't healthy. She said, I feel so much better. She wow. said, in just 10 yeah. days, in just 10 days, she said, I'm telling you what. She said, I didn't know that I could feel like this. She said, I didn't think I felt bad. She said, but I feel amazing. She said, getting healthy at a cellular level, there is really something to this that people need to experience. She said, I didn't even think I was a candidate for the program, but it's changing my life too.
We were designed to feel good. You know, I mean, we don't think God designed us to feel bad and achy and every all the time. We think he designed us to feel good. And this is what your blessing is to all of us here.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, when we come back, I'm going to take on Dr. Oz. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Hope for the hopeless. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, I promise you I'm going to take on Dr. Oz, and I'm going to do it right now.
It's John Jubilee versus Dr. Oz. Ready, wrestle.
All right, friends. Well, guess what? Guess what? Dr. Oz scolded at a hearing on weight loss scams. Now, what does John Jubilee teach and share? Weight loss is a myth. Weight loss is false hope for sale, and you should be completely skeptical. And why? Because it's a multi-billion dollar industry designed to prey on our fears, our hopes, our dreams. And for 10 years, I was buying it. Like everyone else, I was right there with you. And why do we buy it? Because, man, we want to believe. We want to have hope in something. But under pressure from Congress, Dr. Oz is now being pressured to help drain the swamp of the unscrupulous marketers that are peddling the miracle pills. Because every time Dr. Oz mentions something, guess what? People jump on there and then they start saying, well, hey, Dr. Oz said it. And they start doing their little miracle weight loss claims. So, you know, just like, you know, you heard me say on this exact show that it was a joke about the green coffee bean extract, because it's not a weight loss mechanism. It only blocks a partial chemical reaction of sugar in the body. I've shared that literally on this show. But of course, you know, Dr. Oz made that famous, the green coffee bean extract, you know, like it was some, magical, you know, get healthy, miracle fat loss product. And that's not true. If you're trying to lose fat, you shouldn't be eating sugar anyway, because it turns off your fat burning switch. And so the only thing green coffee bean extract does is it helps you if you're lean and you're trying to stop, you know, some negative effect that sugar, you know, has on your body. So there's nothing magical about it. But friends, you see the pressure. I think Dr. Oz is a great guy. And for those of you that don't know, you know, I was actually, you know, back before Dr. Oz got super famous, I was Dr. Oz's fitness expert on his website. But man, when they give you the big Hollywood deal, guess what? You get pressured to share some things that might not be completely true or accurate. For what? For profit. For profit, so that people can make money. I myself turned down a national television deal. I turned down a national television deal that I had worked on for months and months and months, putting it together. And at the very last second, they slipped a contract, an agreement in front of me that said that I needed to promote all of my things that I believe in and one extra thing. Well, the one extra thing did not work. And I told them I had researched this scientifically and I knew that it did not work. And they said, well, they said, we have a famous doctor from a famous hospital that has signed off on it that it does work. And I said, I don't care who signed off on it. I know it doesn't work because I researched it. And I know for a fact it does not work. It is not scientifically proven to work. And they said, we have a doctor that has signed off on it. And I asked them this question. How much did you pay that doctor to sign off on it? They said $250,000. And I said, well, then I guess that doctor's integrity is worth $250,000 because it doesn't work and I'm not doing it. And guess what? I'm not on television. Because they said, if you don't do that, you are not going to get the national show. And I said, well, then I guess I am not going to take a national show because I'm not going to say something that's not true. Because what's my Johnism? I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is. So one thing you can always know from John Jubilee, I'm a pure scientist. I will share the truth with you. Science defined is the search for the truth that is known. And I'm a pure scientist and I will share this is what the real truth is and we will just do what is really true. And friends, you know what is so joyful and so deeply powerful? There's a serene confidence that comes when you have lived an experience. An experience is anecdotal, empirical evidence. It is undisputable. It is undeniable. And you cannot dispute a testimony. You cannot, because it really happened. It is someone's experience. And I have shared thousands and thousands of experiences with real people, not just some science lab, not somebody else's lab report or somebody's lab paper. Like I just last year, I had a famous PhD that he disagreed with me on 2 points. And I shared with him, he said, how do you prove this scientifically? And I said, well, I'll tell you how, because I have experienced this thousands of times with real people, not lab rats, not research papers, but real people. I said, and I am telling you with anecdotal empirical evidence, this is what is true in these two areas. Well, he went back, he redid his research, he took me out for lunch and he said, John Jubilee, you are right and I am wrong. I'm going to change my writings on those two subjects because you're right. Well, friends, I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is. And I want to share truth with people about what's really true and what's really possible. And here's what I've found out. When you get healthy at a cellular level, everything gets better. Just picture your cells when they're unhealthy. They're like flat, hard marbles. But I have a secret that makes a cell soft and pliable and porous. Just picture poking 1,000 little holes in a cell. Well, I can make a cell soft and pliable and porous. And then it becomes, instead of like glass, it becomes like a flat water balloon. And then as that healthy hydration flows into that cell, it fills up like a water balloon filling up. And once it fills up, oh my word, something comes alive in that cell. It's the mitochondria. And it fires and sparks and spins. And just picture like a thermonuclear power reactor, you know, lighting up for the first time. And all the energy begins to fire out of that cell. And that's why even people that don't need to lose any fat feel better. They feel better because their cells are getting healthy and they're firing. And all these positive chemical reactions are going on in that body. 30,000 chemical reactions going on in the human body. It is the greatest power plant, the greatest chemical plant ever known to man. And guess what your brain is made out of? Cells. And as those brain cells get healthy and they fire, you lose the brain fog. You lose that memory loss. Yeah, how about that? Forget that you had memory loss. Get that sharp memory back, that mental acuity. All of a sudden, everything is better. You feel better. You act better. You sleep better. And you naturally crave good things. You know what's fascinating to me is that people say, John, this is the first program I've ever been on. I have no cravings. I don't even crave bad things. I don't tell people to give up Red Bull or Diet Coke. I don't say to give that up. I don't care if you drink Red Bull or Diet Coke or coffee, or you can drink all that stuff. But it's amazing to me how many people naturally just say, I just don't crave it anymore and I don't need it. My natural energy is so high. I just quit drinking it. Hey, that wild man from a famous radio station in Nashville, Tennessee, Michael DelGiorno, that guy was drinking 17 cups of coffee a day and 6 Red Bulls. Now, that's pretty crazy, right? And I literally asked the people at his station, is that guy exaggerating? And they said, no, he is not exaggerating. He literally drinks 3 pots of coffee and 3 to 6 Red Bulls a day. I said, okay, well, guess what? He did the program and he drinks none of that, none. And he says he has more energy than ever. He had athlete's foot for his whole life and it went away. He had some skin issues and some rashes that he always just naturally had, just thought that's the way his skin was. It's all cured. It's all gone. Friends, I love to just share what's true with you, and I'm going to always share what is true with you. When we come back, I'm going to share with you a myth of exercise. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Radio for all of you, mind, body, and spirit. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. Well, I'm John Jubilee. We're living this thing we call life, so we might as well live it to the full. Let's choose to have an awesome and amazing day intentionally. I want to help you look at the positive side of life because it really is a choice to choose your attitude and your actions. And friends, sometimes it's pretty much the only two choices we have in life, right? Because there's so many circumstances that are out of our control. There's very few things within our control, but the ones that are, hey, let's make those the best that they can be. You know, we one time lived in a horse trailer. Horse, that's right. Didn't say house, horse. Horse trailer with cutout plywood bunk beds and a hot plate with an extension cord run into a barn. And we were walking around school, me and my brothers, you know, with our chest out and our chin up saying, hey, we're living the adventure, man. We're living in a horse trailer. Now that's controlling your attitude and your actions, because you can choose to live life powerfully. Hey, if you can blink your eyeballs, be glad you can blink. Be glad that you have eyelids. Do you know that I walked in to a Chick-fil-A and there was a guy that walked in and he looked like a monster out of a horror movie? And I said, excuse me, brother, I'm John Jubilee. And he introduced himself and I said, what is your deal, man? What happened to you? And he said, well, I was working on a huge electrical box and that thing blew up. It blew up and it killed the man standing beside me. He said, but I lost 89% of my skin was burnt off my body. All of his hair was burnt off. His eyelids were burnt off. I mean, this dude looked bad. But when I asked him how he was, guess what he said? He said, I'm perfect. And I said, I love that answer. What is your story? And we had this great conversation. And I said, oh my word, what do you do when your eyelids get burnt off? He said, well, I had so little skin to graft, they figured the first thing they ought to try to do is give me some eyelids. He said, and then the next thing I wanted was some lips, you know, because I'm married, you know, and I still wanted to have some lips to kiss my wife. Now, here's a guy with a great attitude that had a horrible thing happen to him. He said, so I had a little bit of skin on the top of my head. He said, so they took that and they built me some eyelids. He said, that's the good news. He goes, so I had eyelids. He goes, the bad news is, he goes, do you know how irritating it is when you get hair growing in your eyelids? I said, you're kidding me. He said, no, seriously. He said, they took it off the top of my head and it, you know, they had little hair, the hair seeds in it. When the hair started growing, you know, next thing you know, he goes, it's like having hair in your eye all the time because I got hair in my eyelids. I mean, this guy's able to laugh about it. He's able to laugh about it. And when all your skin gets burnt off your body like that, friends, you cannot regrow skin. And you can only graft your own skin, which means you're left with what you're left with. And so you can imagine this guy looked like a 6-time over-melted candle of a human being, and he had the greatest attitude, and his amazing wife stayed with him. And glory to God, guess what? The 13% of his body that didn't get blown up and burnt, yep, his reproductive organs were completely intact, and they had another baby after the accident. And I met the baby. I met that baby, and I talked to that young man. And what an extraordinary testimony this guy is, that he's walking around choosing to have an awesome and amazing attitude, choosing to focus on his positives, not his negatives, not the challenging things that have happened to him in life, but that he's able to overcome those challenges. And that is what I want to encourage you to do today. Hey, be thankful today. Be grateful today. Be thankful you have eyelids that don't have hair growing out of them. Be thankful that you can hear and see and smell and move your fingers or your toes. Be thankful you have an arm. If your arm hurts, be thankful you have an arm. If your leg hurts, be thankful you have a leg. And that you're not like Nick Vujak, who has no arms and no legs. Yeah. If you're able to walk, be thankful, because I've got a superhero, Teresa, 35 years old, in a wheelchair, who lost 37 inches in a wheelchair doing the John Jubilee Transformation Experience in a wheelchair. And you can see her on my johnjubilee.com website. In a wheelchair, that girl lost 37 inches in 88 days. Now, if she can do it in a wheelchair, you can choose to be grateful and thankful today, even if you're taking a painful step. But you're not designed to live in pain. You're designed to live in power and to live in joy. And you can do it. So make this a choice for yourself today. Now, I believe in balance in life. I'm going to do just a quick segue here because I want to give you some balance and bring in my good friend, my financial expert.
This is your Kyle Atkins, John Jubilee, Financial Fitness Minute.
Mighty Kyle, what do you got for us today, my friend?
Here's what we've got, John. We talked about the fact of what should our young people, our children be doing, you know, as they're preparing for higher education, for college, et cetera. And just to give a quick idea, of course, we want to be doing 529 plans or getting money set aside. The sooner the better. If we're parents or grandparents, those monies can accumulate, and the growth or the gain on those particular accounts, you know, will be tax-free for higher education. So I encourage all of our listeners to check into the 529 plan sponsored by their own state and then move forward to start that process for the kids. On the other hand, I also believe in making sure that our children, you know, are not those that sit around and lay up on the couch the first 21 years of their lives being nothing other than consumers, but they ought to start producing and become a part of a working society the sooner the better. Or if you're a parent or a grandparent, instead of always buying a gift and giving stuff to the kids, buy them a certificate of stock, buy them a share. So instead of owning the movie and going out and consuming, own the companies. So anything your young people, your children are interested in, buy the share, get the stock certificate, go over it with them and instill in them the importance of being owners instead of just being consumers. And let's try to help this generation get off the couch and start doing something again toward progress.
Amen. Good word. Fantastic. Well, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John. We'll see you.
All right. Well, listen, I promised you a myth buster.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Myth Busters. Myth
Busters. All right, friends. Well, heavy duty, intense exercise is an absolute myth. You can go sit outside of any gym and see people working out crazy hard day in, day out. They show up, they come out, and nothing changes. Nothing changes. Why? Because they're overshooting their fat burning zone and they're actually working out too hard. You heard a lady call in on this show, and you can go on johnjubilee.com and listen to the podcast. She shared she did Insanity. She did P90X. She did all of these. She did CrossFit. She did all of these intense workout programs and couldn't lose her muffin top. She did the John Jubilee Transformation Experience. She lost her muffin top, even though her doctor had told her it's not going to happen. Just get used to it. You're going to have to live that way. Well, she found out that was a myth. She could lose the muffin top without intense exercise, with learning the right exercise to do. Now, my program is intellectual property. I spent 20,000 hours developing it. 20,000 hours, so you'll appreciate it, right, if it's intellectual property. So, friends, I just want to encourage you, don't do the wrong thing. Do the right thing today. Hey, choose to live life powerfully today. Be the best you can possibly be. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. I love you, man. I'm living this thing we call life. I want to change the world one person at a time, starting with you.